A weak solidarity brekkie team, Lister, when as the so-called humanitarian break in slaughter allows a small breather from the slaughter in Gaza, one of the most evil died in the US of the patron of the evil slaughter. Henry Kissinger, Nobel Peace Laureate, warmonger responsible for the slaughter of millions. I don't think that's an exaggeration. Across almost all corners of the globe, particularly Asia and South and Latin America, and I say small breather from the slaughter because the daily murder and destruction by Zion-trained killers continues in the West Bank. Now, a week when under attack from the caring business class, hayseed and sheepshit coalition, the government continues to prove it can be just as cruel and inhumane as it struggles to word legislation guaranteeing the desperate seeking asylum can enjoy that asylum in a prison cell for the rest of their lives, showing the caring business class lot don't have to be in government to pull the strings on policy. As the socialists show their renowned courage under fire, attempting to find wording that can lock people up for life while not contravening their honours ruling that they can't lock people up for life. Locking up for life people seeking asylum from persecution, many fleeing our illegal invasions as a lackey of the US, of the UN, of the US, of the world, and people who have served their sentences is the socialist thing to do, Minister Catherine King hit the desperate boasted. Thanks for telling us, Catherine. I wasn't talking to you, I was talking to Constable Duffer. Oh, sorry. Not good enough, like, Pete responded. This shows you're soft on, like, you know, security and border protection. The shadowy Attorney General Michaela Costa-Workers attacked the government for being caught off guard by the High Court decision. They should have known the legislation was unreliable, she gave her considered invaluable opinion. But Michaela, the law the bench ruled illegal was your law, introduced by your government. And this government must be condemned for not knowing our legislation was utter crap. The government insists the legislation must be passed in this final sitting week. We want to lock all of you up for Christmas. Only a prison cell will do. Big cell, small cell, cold overall cell, to prove the baby Jesus loves you. Wonder what the current Attorney General, Mark Dre, Security First, thought about a particular visitor in the gallery as the government delivered its long overdue apology to the thalidomide generation. The son of the doctor who first alerted us to the culprit, William McBride, awaiting sentence for exposing true blue Aussie train killer war crimes, Dre Security First having rejected calls to withdraw the charges, saying he would not interfere with the legal process, he would let the law take its course. Then intervening to deny David McBride's defence on security grounds, claiming allowing him to defend the charges would damage True Blue Aussie's reputation in the intelligence communities, using intelligence very loosely, not allowing the law to take its course. The socialists are certainly gung-ho about locking up the innocent and throwing away the keys. That's the brilliant intelligence, Zion intelligence, for instance, that didn't see October 7 coming, that knew hospitals were bristling with war rooms and arsenals. Proven because within minutes, the US OB assured us it knew hospitals were bristling with war rooms and arsenals. The same intelligence that knew just as assuredly that evil Iraq was overflowing with weapons of mass destruction. So David McBride must feel assuaged by the knowledge he would pose a threat to the country and the free world if he defended the heinous crime of exposing war criminals. And well, someone has to pay for those war crimes. Speaking of Iraq, evil, evil Iraq, which had the audacity not to be brimming with weapons of mass destruction, for which the US OB made sure it paid, copped its fair punishment, the free world was made a little bit freer this week when the US OB bombed and slaughtered Iranians in evil Iraq, who were a bit upset about the US OB being there, showing their contempt for the keepers of global democracy. Just wondering, we should check out how many Iranian and Iraqi train killers and train killer merchandise are stationed on bases in the US of. Now, in the children should be not seen and not heard department, brainwashed by terrorists taking to the streets protesting over the slaughter of Palestinian children, when they, the protesters, should be in their classrooms learning that those Palestinian children who appear innocent victims are, in fact, terrorists instilling fear and disbelief in the Zion trained killers who patrol their non-land and control their lives and terrify the entire Zion population. Brainwashed by economic vandals, warmists taking to the streets protesting over alleged climate change, if there is such a thing, when they should be in their classrooms learning that without climate change, if there is, their standard of living will collapse faster than the planet around them is collapsing. And although not exactly a child who should not be not seen and not heard, a 19-year-old, far too young to understand the ways of the world, has made life miserable for a caring employer good enough to provide her with a decent living. Okay, Sarah Strybos, the recipient of this Bill of Bang for Your Buck and 1,500 co-workers for Bill of Bang 4 and affiliate Surf, Dive and Sleaze, weren't quite receiving award rates or receiving penalty rates, but as the Fair Work True Blue Aussie No Longer Work Choices just looked like it con mission discovered, it had been operating this way for years under a zombie agreement. The company dismissed her concerns when she raised doubts about whether she was receiving the proper wages and conditions. To exacerbate her ungratefulness for Billabang 4's generosity, this 19-year-old Tyro upstart spurted, "They knew the agreement was disadvantaging me and they didn't care, and that was really disappointing." Didn't care? How dare she suggest a caring employer didn't care? Worse, she took it to the Fair Work True Blue Aussie No Longer Con Mission and won. Well, the poor caring employer agreed just before the hearing to increase wages and conditions in line with the award, just the normal wage slave surplus value ripoff, and said, "Continued operation of the agreement, that is, the zombie agreement, of the agreement would be unfair for the employees covered by it." Obviously, for years they hadn't been aware of that. And if only upstart Sarah had been not seen and not heard and underpaid, they would still not be aware of it, because it's beyond belief that they would draw up an agreement they knew was ripping workers off. Clearly another case of inadvertent mistakes, of which there are many, as another should-be not-seen-and-not-heard 20-year-old, Louisa McCarthy, discovered a caring employer called Mint My Desk was also having a bit of trouble understanding the intricacies of the award and was also forced to increase workers' pay, prompting a youth law True Blue Aussie solicitor to observe, "The amount of money being recovered would be the tip of the iceberg." An iceberg of inadvertence, proving, as we have noted several times, how complicated must be the awards when the same companies, the same caring employers, can draw up the most complicated contracts, knowing the value, literally, of every word. Overseeing all this, the Reserve Losses Bank Supremo Michelle Bulldust followed her call for doubling the employment rate and reining in wage rises by announcing, "Households are coping well," leaving us to ponder what universe she's been living in. As big economic guru Jim Chalmers Capital announced the new Deputy Reserve Losses Bank Supremo, a long-term Bank of England economist who has also been seconded to the International Monetary Fund, reflecting calls, nay, screams from the caring business class party economic guru Angus Tailings and the caring business class generally, that the socialists not stack the Reserve Bank board with evil union and socialist appointments. Somehow, we don't think there's much risk of that. "Over the years," Angus assured us, "we maintained the proper balance by ensuring no dangerous threat with the slightest connection to working people got anywhere near the board." Angus backed up Michelle's call that wages are the cause of inflation by declaring the biggest threat to inflation was the government's proposed caring business class relations legislation, which is unnecessary anyway because things are going smoothly by allowing caring employers and lazy Aboriginal workers to negotiate what's best for them. No longer work choices, just looks like it. Just when we thought that perhaps, maybe, caring employers increasing their prices might have a bit to do with inflation. But no, no. Wise heads like Michelle and Angus have assured us it's all down to the greed, greed, greed of unproductive workers. In the too late, bad luck, sorry you missed it department, 2-day conference this week, CFOs, company financial officers, navigating economic uncertainty, it was called. Gripping sessions like organizational agility in a challenging set of market conditions, global headwinds, markets and influences, M&A deals in the capital raising landscape, emerging greenwashing regulatory risks. Oh, and lots of other fun, fun, fun discussions. Wouldn't that have been a day out and a half? Well, 2 days. And imagine the deep discussions we could have had at the networking over drinks at the end of the first day. We'd fall asleep with the drink in our hand. Finally, as the fossil executive chairing the latest COP That Planet Earth talk fest in Dubai rubs his hands at the thousands of barrels of his favourite product flying delegates in and out, our Minister for Fossils, Chris Bowen, the capital, celebrated the talk fest by announcing gas would be critical to the transmission from gas for years to come. A great start to the COP That. Although Big Supremo Anthony Albanese won't be attending, presumably in sympathy with US Ob Supremo Joe Biden Capitol, who's staying home to ensure the Zion slaughter goes on. Anyway, Anthony has been to lots of talk fests recently discussing far more important issues like trained killing, far more important than discussing saving the planet. Or perhaps deep down, Anthony knows it is nothing more than a talk fest being chaired by a fossil. Good morning.